Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the second part of our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Now, Perry is a community that has done a lot of, you can call it self-improvement and growing over the last year, even still while the coronavirus pandemic is still ongoing. Lots of projects going on out at the Perry Airport, and there's, of course, a solar project going on here in town, among many other things that the city of Perry has either started or completed throughout this year. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what growth has looked like for the city of Perry throughout 2021?
You bet. So 2021, probably on the housing front, was a little bit of a dip, but we are seeing that come back. On 28th Street is a great example. Those homes are being, a couple of final foundations are being poured, and the homes are starting to get framed up, roofs put on, things like that. So really starting to see that housing restart from kind of that 2020 lull with those supply chain issues. But I am hoping that coming into 2022, we have, you know, expect more in that 28th Street, Magnolia Park area. We're also looking at that housing development that was approved just off of Warford by Frog Creek. So an opportunity for a lot of housing coming into the next couple of years. Very exciting. Really exciting to be able to meet new residents coming into town, choosing Perry for all of our amenities. Like you said, we're working on our solar project right now. So that's going to put 10 of our facilities 100% on solar energy. So huge boon for the city there, obviously saving some money short term, but then long term saving a lot of money. And that's really an exciting part of that project. So looking forward to getting that done, moving into next year on clean solar energy. And again, you know, we've been talking about airport projects for quite a while. We're excited to be kind of going through a rapid airport project out there that we were able to get funding for the runway extension. And we're going to be finishing up the reconstruction of the 4,000 feet. And then immediately, hopefully in 2022, moving into that construction of the runway extension so that we have our full 5,500 feet with taxiway. And then we can continue work out there on some of our other projects. But really excited for the growth that that might bring to the Perry Airport and what offshoots that will have to the community and the business community in Perry for opportunities with that.
So at the most recent Perry City Council meeting on December 20th, the Perry City Council approved a scope of work with Davey Resource Group for a tree inventory here for the city of Perry. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what that scope of work really is and what that data can in turn be used for?
Absolutely. So this scope of work, you know, kind of dovetails to a few things that we've been working on and a few issues we've had. First off, the emerald ash borer and our ash trees in Perry. So this scope of work includes taking an inventory of every tree in our public right-of-ways and our parks. So they'll give us all of the species, the size, the condition, all data like that so that we're able to make decisions on how many trees do we have, how do we approach our ash tree situation. But then also, they're going to be able to compare pre-derecho tree canopy to post-derecho tree canopy to show us where we need to be focusing our efforts in that urban tree canopy, things like that. But really, the immediate need is that ash tree inventory so that we can start to really hone in on plans, because we are already, parks and public works have started taking out some ash trees in parks and right-of-ways, and that will continue through this winter and all through next summer. Probably hoping to be on a 2 to 3 year plan of work to remove all of the ash trees in town. And that's where coming in behind, it's important that we're also focusing on how do we replace those trees and make sure that our tree canopy keeps up to where it needs to be and is also diverse. So this software can tell us exactly where a tree needs to be planted and what species it should be to balance out the rest of the species in the area, things like that. So really an exciting opportunity for us to get to use technology to manage our urban tree canopy. And it'll also help with work orders, maybe from City Hall or compliance department, to go out and take care of issues or nuisance properties. So also, as we learn more about it and get deeper into it, I think there will be some other value within that can add some efficiencies to our operations.
Now, when we're looking at the city administrator. Of course, you are really in the mix when it comes to a lot of planning that happens throughout the city of Perry, whether that would be the solar projects or housing projects. And a lot of the, you're involved with a lot of the planning. I know recently they had a public meeting for wayfinding signs here in Perry after the new branding was rolled out for a different look here for Perry. But being the city administrator, looking ahead into 2022 and seeing that 2021 was such a good year in terms of development for the city of Perry, you know, what are your hopes for 2022 and what it might bring for the city of Perry?
You bet. So, man, that's exciting to think about is moving into a new year. We are just starting our budget cycle to begin next July. So really kind of starting to take a look at what the next 18 months look like. You know, I think continued investments in housing. We have a few projects downtown that will have to do with housing. So hopefully bringing on a few dozen apartments downtown to attract young professionals or people wanting to downsize into an apartment, things like that. So continued investment into our downtown, continuing to try and attract housing development, but also working on some of our commercial development projects. A lot of things going on out at the industrial park. A lot of opportunities on the commercial side with QuickStars plat being approved, and they're going to be moving forward in the next year or two. So things like that, really exciting. Like you mentioned, the wayfinding plan should be wrapping up, hopefully implementing the first phase of that in 2022. And from there, we're also just going to be starting our comprehensive plan update. So that'll get started right at the beginning of the new year and will be a good kickoff to 2022 and really set that vision for the next 10 years or so. So lots of exciting things happening. Again, lots of projects out at the airport that we're excited about, but just great opportunities and really hoping to continue to beautify the community and make it a place that people want to live and do business. So hopefully that can all happen in 2022 and also setting plans for time frame into 2032 as well.
And that was our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.